Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, Tosh.
Oh, what's up?
Nothing much. I guess it's been a little bit of time since our last one, right?
Yeah, I think it has been.
How have you been?
Oh, I've been good. I'm just sitting here with a pen and paper, which I never do, and I feel very official right now.
Oh, it's great. Remember that one time when I had, like, notes and it was very professional?
I don't remember that.
It happened once, it's not today for me.
What's going on with you? You went on a trip.
I did, I did.
You know
I went.
What?
Let's introduce
we don't want to leave our backseat out of guests. Things.
Well, we
Is
have
like a backseat driver. Are we gonna be upset if she says things?
We have a repeat offender in the backseat.
A three-peater.
Welcome back to the show, Samantha Morris.
Woo! Hi.
Heyo.
Yes, it's still delightful.
I went on a trip. This is our sort of annual guys trip.
Mm-hmm.
And what was
funny? Do you talk like that on your trip?
You have to. You got to rough it up and lower the voice a little bit. But it was funny. I would tell people about this, and then people, how many people are going on the trip? You know, and I'm like, oh, it's just me and my brother and this other guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, that doesn't seem like. If you envision if I say, like, guys trip, like, it's going to be, like, 12 guys, you know?
So?
That sounds awful.
That does sound awful.
But it's just
I
three
like
of us.
I like your
idea. Three sounds great.
Yeah, three's perfect. Are these guys who are surprised by the fact that there's only three
no,
guys?
No, it's girls.
Really?
It's girls. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I told this, like, I was talking with Hallie, and she mentioned, and I was at...
Barry.
When I was in Charlotte, I was at a work, my brother's work barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about it to this
How
girl.
Are the people in Charlotte at your brother's
They seemed fine, you know.
Were
they
extra
nice.
Friendly? Like, compared to other places you've been?
They are friendly. They are friendly
would
in
you
the
not
South.
Say they're more friendly?
I would say that they... Yeah, I think maybe they're more friendly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer a Carolina barbecue or a KC barbecue? Because I'm a big fan of the Kansas City taste.
Well, I like it all. I will say that what's interesting is people in Carolina are very protective of the fact that they have more than one
kind.
People always
Carolina.
Focus on the vinegar.
There's two Carolinas.
There's a mustard one, too.
Oh, I see. Which is also a vinegary thing, though. P.S. Mustard, vinegar.
Yeah, but not to the same degree as... Mm. But you're right. Ingredients-wise.
Yeah. Sure. I know nothing about any of this.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City barbecue is sweet.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good.
No, it's delicious.
Well, I don't
it's,
eat
I meat. Mean, that's my favorite go-to sauce is KC Masterpiece.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is a KC sauce, as the name would imply.
Right.
But I like it all. My big brother used to live in Texas, so I'm familiar with the brisket.
Why do you know so much, Samantha, about these barbecues?
Oh, I eat food.
I mean, you do, but you don't also. I mean, you eat very healthy. I just mean you are very healthy.
Oh, that's environmental.
You're very healthy. You're very thin.
That's environmental. I also, though, enjoy sauces and dirty food. And I did
do
grow up
you?
In the South. For
Florida?
Part of my life.
You
so.
Were talking about Florida?
Yeah, that counts as the South.
It does, especially the northern part of Florida.
I was right in the middle, but right in the middle.
If you're in that, like,
middle.
Panhandle,
okay.
that's,
okay.
like, totally the South. All those people up there, they talk, what do they call it? They kind of have a nickname other than the Panhandle for that corner.
Oh, I don't know.
I forget what it is. But you know how, like, in Michigan, they're like, UPI, like, you know, the Upper Peninsula?
I don't know anything about this.
And I've discovered this, that in... Let's think here. So Minnesota or Michigan, they do that. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing in Minnesota, and then they have a similar like nickname for that certain part of Florida.
Really,
but it's very hick. It's very southern up there.
Interesting. I've just basically been in California and New York my whole life, so I don't know anything
You're just,
about anything else.
Just the snobby elite.
That's right. That's me.
Well, in any event, I like that you're well-versed in the barbecue.
I just want to say that I'm the opposite of snobby elite in that I fantasize about every other state.
I know.
Even
you're
Nebraska,
making...
And
Chris and Riley are making me sad. Some of my best friends here, they're, like, contemplating moving away.
Where's Chris and Riley?
They are interested in going to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, I just went there to check it out. Yeah. And I negated it.
Oh, was it a fact-finding trip?
It was a fact-finding.
I thought it was just a girl trip with the human harps. It wasn't.
I didn't want to say anything because if it didn't work out. Which it didn't.
No, what did you find lacking?
Well, I found lacking that... Is she thinking about Portland?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. That's where we went. Yeah. So I really wanted nature.
Yeah.
And I found it to be still very urban. I actually found LA to be prettier than Portland.
Yeah.
Which was a big surprise for me.
Interesting.
Like the freeways, I feel like here, at least where I live, are full of trees around the sides. And
oh,
in Portland,
yeah.
It was just like, you know, I don't know. It was very urban.
Portland's interesting. Well, I feel like you get to the nature very quickly.
But here, too, you get to nature quickly.
That's true.
At least I do. I mean, you know, 15
minutes. That's true.
Minutes,
but if you love trees, there's more trees. So, you know.
But I feel like there's more trees here.
Oh, you think there are more
trees
here?
In
the city, that's true. But
yes.
I mean, like, once you get outside the
right.
city.
Right. But I wasn't going to live outside the city. I was going to live in the city.
Oh, that's
so,
true. That's true.
You know, that
but it's very similar with the highways and stuff. It reminds me of Boston. Obviously much smaller, but how the freeways are, like, in your face. They go through the city. You
yeah.
see it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Most cities, they do it outside of the city, but
right.
in Portland and there. The one thing I do like is they have the streetcar kind of thing.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
That's kind
of
cool.
I'm sure there's a lot of great things about it. Yeah, I mean, it's cute. It is cute. It's just very urban, and I want to... Listen, my feeling is that this movie has a lot going on, and I feel like we should get
to it. Let's get it out. Yeah, sure, okay. All right, we'll get back to barbecue and other places to live later. Okay, we saw this movie. What is it called?
Enough Said?
Enough Said.
There wasn't enough said.
No,
I would have liked more to be said.
Well, you know, what's interesting, I was talking with someone earlier in the week, and they had seen it, and they acted like, it's like, oh, so depressing.
Mm.
And coming into it, I was like, okay, it's just not going to... I thought it was just going to be a frothy, middle-aged Rocco.
Yeah.
And, but then I got the tip, and so I was like, okay.
Oh.
You know.
Frothy.
So we were joking around in the previews,
because
all the previews were very heavy-handed.
And they were really good.
They're all Oscar movies.
Oh,
yeah.
They're all Oscar.
You know what was interesting is there's that 12 Years as a Slave movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you watch the preview, you see like, you know, these main people are like, okay. And then at the end of the thing, they just drop all these celebrities that are in this movie.
Because
at first I thought it was like, what's his name?
Brad Pitt?
No, there's Brad Pitt, the black guy. What's
his
name?
Little Elijah Ford.
I don't know how to say his name, but I love him. He's a wonderful actor.
I don't know him.
And those are kind of the main player. Oh, and Fassbender. Those seem to be like the three main people.
Mm-hmm. Paul Giamatti, he was in there.
I guess he was
Flash.
In it, but then they just start dropping them. Like Paul Dano, like all these other people. There was like at least 10 A-list celebrities in that movie.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I don't know if it says about me or the movie, but I was crying in that preview.
Oh, were you?
Well, I have to say, I have... This is
You're sound. Against slavery, and that's kind of a thing of yours.
I was just going to say that, which sounds crazy, but I do have an obsession with Civil War. It's true that I have a lot of... I read a lot about race relations and specifically... Well, actually, from slavery through Martin Luther King, I'm kind of obsessed with
that. Yeah.
So it does hit.
I remember in a previous cast, you had two people that were like sort of on your all-time boyfriend list.
That
would be Martin Luther King and Jesus. They rate high.
Very high.
For you. Yeah.
And Bill Clinton. Yeah. Only
so like,
only
you know,
ones with us.
Peace people, like that's sexy to you. Yeah.
It is.
You know?
It is a kind.
Yeah.
Person who's willing to stand up for
right,
it.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
What about Gandhi? He's not on there.
No,
he's
you're
too
right.
thin. Is that?
He's little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's tiny.
Know, you're
yeah.
right.
Because you don't have a problem with the baldness.
No.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
I guess it's that he's little, yeah.
Yeah. Can we just talk about for a second? We'll get to this movie. But just, I want to say this. Isn't it interesting that you had Ben Kingsley as Gandhi?
Mm-hmm.
And like, and I was a child at the time, so maybe there was backlash.
There
but it's
was,
weird to have this Irish guy.
No, yeah.
You know, and then blackface him, essentially.
It's terrible. No, there was a big...
There was. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's some wonderful Indian actors out there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is terrible. But oh. And then what about this Johnny Depp character playing Tom?
Oh, yeah, well, he is supposedly...
Like a 16th or something like that, yeah. Less than that.
But I do find it a little bit. Come on.
Yeah. Like, what did you say, Smith?
I just can't believe you're talking about Zorro right now.
Yeah. Not Zorro. We're talking about... what was that?
Or what was... No. Yeah.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Lone Ranger.
Cute. He's Tonto.
They're all yeah. the same to me. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. All right. Let's
okay,
get...
Okay, let's get to the movie. Okay, so this movie... it's one of the last movies of James Gandolfini.
Yes.
All right. And it's got... Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, she's a massage...
therapist. I found it weird they called her a masseuse the whole time. Because masseuse. That is offensive to massage therapists.
Is it really?
It is, because okay. masseuse...
Makes you think, like, you're the happy endings
yeah,
kind of person.
It
yeah,
it is. Like, right. massage therapists do not call themselves masseuses.
Wait, but maybe she's a masseuse. Like, yeah. like when I go to, like... Brooke Williams and get a massage.
That's a massage therapist.
It is?
Yeah, yeah. They don't call themselves masseuses.
Oh, anymore. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. This so is like I've, a yeah, stewardess that, listen, kind of thing. We don't do that anymore.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm not nitpicking because I did love this movie. I'm just going to say that. Spoiler alert.
All right, she's a massage therapist. And she goes to a party where she doesn't really know a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets two people of interest.
Mm-hmm.
She meets James Gandolfini.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also meets Catherine Keener.
Mm-hmm.
Who end up... well, should I ruin that? Well, that's pretty
yeah,
early
no,
on.
Yeah, no, it's pretty
right?
early on.
I actually yeah. knew from the...
Oh,
from
you
the
did.
Okay, okay, then that
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she befriends both of them. Well, she goes on a date with Gandolfini's.
Yeah.
And then she befriends this... Catherine Keener, and then
she's like
she,
this poet.
Right.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so they're all divorced,
mm-hmm.
side note.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then it turns out that that Gandolfini and Keener used to be married.
Right.
And this causes no level of friction.
Well, because Keener's been trashing Gandolfini
yes.
the whole time, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus is dating him, and she doesn't realize that that's her.
Yeah.
New
and JLD doesn't,
about.
She's not upfront about it.
Well, first she doesn't realize it, and then
yeah.
when she does realize it, she continues to, doesn't say anything, which at first really bothered me, because I was like, come on, that's like classic, like,
yeah.
we're making problems where there shouldn't be any. I mean, you're
well,
how
I feel,
old are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, when you're
you
an adult, you can
yeah.
sort of figure these things out. But
yeah.
I think maybe you get a pass for like 2 days.
Right.
You get a pass to just think on it.
You know what
yeah,
I
but not only think on it, I mean, she's still, and it wasn't just 2 days,
it was
think
a while,
it was
yeah.
like a while
no,
that she
I
was.
No, I know, I'm saying you get two
yeah,
days. You
yeah,
definitely
yeah,
get
yeah.
2 days, yeah.
And then you're.
Then you gotta do something.
I right. mean, it's true, because I always remember any sort of tough spot like that in my life, you didn't want to do it. You know, like, I love, like,
yeah.
James Gandolfini's line is like, this is great, you know? He's like, yeah, you know what to do. You just didn't
yeah.
do
oh,
it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
and well, it's kinda... like, it's true, you know? It's like,
yeah.
it's, you know, it's what she should do.
Right.
She just doesn't do it.
That's the part maybe we shouldn't be revealing.
Yeah. Well,
that's
you know.
Like a spoiler.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought, like, what was great about this movie, well, first off, I'll just say that.
Okay.
I love this movie.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Oof, what about you?
Oh, great.
And by the way, I don't usually like her movies.
Twisted.
Oh, JLD?
Yeah. No. Yes.
What are her other movies?
Oh, crap. There was one with Jennifer Aniston.
To the Internet.
Yeah. Can you go to the Internet?
I'll look it up.
She does a lot, I think it's like Walking and Talking, maybe.
That is one of my favorite movies, by the way.
So, okay, that's not the one I'm talking about, though, actually. It was the most, her last two, I should say, I didn't like. The Jennifer, anyway, you can look it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, wow, this was something else.
Well, what was interesting about this movie to me was, there's all these characters, and they all appear to have, like, these flaws, and for a while... before we, like, really start getting into it, JLD's the only one that doesn't. And I'm just like, well, what? This seems, like, unfair. You know what I mean?
That doesn't have flaws.
And
I
then
see.
It's like, well,
big flaw.
It's coming
flaw.
Down the pike,
right.
yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So let's just discuss, well, I don't know. What were you going to say?
No, you go.
Well,
yeah.
I was just going to say.
I have lots of things, but
okay,
you, yeah.
Okay, so One thing is, I have to say, for me, big, like, elephant in the room, obviously he died of a heart attack.
Yes,
right? And
yes.
He's very overweight.
Yes.
And one of the problems for her and for the ex-wife is that he, like, eats too much.
Right.
And also, I was so, before that even happened, I was so not self-conscious, I was so aware of his breathing. Like, when you're around a really fat person, you can hear them breathing.
It's true.
And I could hear him breathing the whole time, and it was very upsetting to me.
It's very upsetting. I mean, like, and I am conscious of that, you know, like, being overweight.
Oh,
it's
well,
like,
you're not like that.
No, but I know, like, I know, like, you know, you can tell, you know, like, sometimes, like, things like that, and it's weird, you know. I remember, like, one time I was, like, recording some music of a friend of mine, like, and it was more like to do with smoking than to do with, you know, he's very thin.
Yeah.
But it was like you could hear his breathing, like, you know, normally there's just silence. As before we even start, you're like, oh, you know.
And I had an overweight friend, and like I could hear on the phone, I could hear him breathing. I was like, it just upsets me, especially.
Do you remember when they did the remake of Sabrina with Harrison Ford and Julia Ormond? And they made Harrison Ford the old guy. And there's a scene where he is breathing through his nose. And it's like whistly and old Manny. Oh. It's like, what have you... You have just ruined Harrison Ford.
Oh, my gosh.
14.
Oh, like, no.
He was just, like, old and weird.
Oh, did you find the names of the movie?
Yes. Lovely and Amazing, Friends with Money, and
Friends with Money.
Friends with Money and what?
Please Give.
Yeah, those are the two. I hated Please Give, and I did not like Friends with Money. I just felt like, why are we watching this? I'm glad this had a point, Jenna.
Right.
Anyway.
I also like in Breaking Bad where the bodyguard, he's like that, and they have that one sort of scene where are you caught up?
Yeah.
Everyone's caught up?
Yeah.
There's a scene where Jesse's just sort of looking at him. Because you could just, like, hear him breathing. Yes. It's, like, uncomfortable.
Yes.
Well, what I loved about this, too, was, like, I see, you know what? It's honestly, like, does she have a problem with it in before? Because it's, like, she notices that he's fat.
Sure.
You know, but I think it's a poison pill that she gets from Catherine Keener.
Right,
you know?
Who really hated it. But I think that she was on the fence, like she didn't know if she was attracted to him at first.
Right, right.
So it definitely was like in her mind.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's true.
And all that calorie talk, and I just wanted him to listen.
Yeah. Well, but it's really tough because it's like, you know, in any situation like that, like you have to... It's just like drugs, you know? I mean, or whatever it is, or whatever your addiction is.
Yeah.
It's like they have to want to do it,
right,
you know?
That's true.
And it's the most annoying thing in the world for someone to, like, say something about that, you know, to you. You're just like, oh, fuck you, you know?
I know, but when it's like death.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, anyway.
Well,
it's the consequence. I guess that's true with drugs. Death is the consequence.
I mean, well, that's what we were talking about earlier. It's like, I don't know with him. I mean, obviously, it's a factor, but it was like he's also was a smoker. And
oh, he was.
When you're
overweight and you smoke, I mean, that's like, you know,
it's like
a bomb
quadrupling,
waiting to go off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this movie was interesting, too, because they also had a bunch of children who were going off to college.
Well, yeah, they were like 17. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they're
still children until they get to 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still. Or to us, they're children, you know?
That's old disease.
And it was interesting, like, seeing the different ones, because, like, Gandolfini's daughter just seems awful.
Right. But I know this is sort of a spoiler alert, but then I just loved how we find, it's not really a spoiler, but then she has like a nice moment
too. She does.
And it's just like, they're whole people, you know, we're complex. And I love that.
Right. Well, you know, that's what I like too about like Catherine Keener is like, when you first, like, she comes into her house, like, you think, like, oh, my God, this house is amazing, you know? And then, like, you start to see the gross side of that, you know?
What's the gross side?
That she's an awful person, you know what I mean? Like, that she's very superficial about
how she felt
about James Gandolfini and stuff like that. These are things that bother her, you know?
Right,
But she thinks that anyone would be.
And also, he bought that house.
Exactly,
she's a poet. I was like, what poet can afford
I know. I have one friend who's a legitimate poet.
Yeah.
But it always amuses me because, like, yeah, like, you know, you're going to have that reaction. I really like that interplay when she says it to JLD at the party and she laughs. Because I don't think anyone, like, you just don't anticipate that someone could really be a professional poet, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, well,
I don't think I would laugh.
You wouldn't laugh?
No. I would be like, that's awesome. Poet. Who's a poet?
Well,
you know. And the other person was her best friend, what's her name?
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette, who was allowed to have her Australian accent for once.
I know, it was interesting.
It was.
It's rather understated. It is. An enormous accent.
And I loved that she said at one point, JLT said, I don't understand anything you say. Like, they were laughing.
Yeah.
And it was like a word that she was, was it that she didn't understand a word? Or, well, anyway, I used to have.
Oh, she said one where she said herb instead of herb.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. And I, it was just recently pointed out to me by Brett that I don't get along with Australians. I apparently have issues with Australians.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
You do?
Oh, I have a sordid history with some Australians.
You do?
Because some Australians stole from me.
No.
They robbed me.
Robbed
yes.
you?
Oh, it was the worst. I was in Ireland. I was traveling around Ireland.
Yeah.
And I was going, staying in these different hostels and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was in Waterford, you know, where they make the crystal and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was there and I, you know, went out. I was drunk. I came home and I just wasn't thinking. And I, I took off my pants and just sort of put them underneath my bunk, you know. Mm-hmm. And I go to sleep, right? All my money's in the pants and stuff like that. But I go to sleep and then these Australians come, like, into the, you know, they're all in the room, you know, and they're all wearing these tidy whiteys, like these like purple tidy whiteys. Very strange. Yeah. This guy climbs into bed with me.
What?
And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, sorry, you know, I can't do the accent. But like, you know, he's like, sorry, you know, I was here last night.
Last night.
And I was like, okay, whatever. So then he goes up to the top bunk, and then he proceeds to just snore like a chainsaw. I can't get any sleep. The morning rolls around, everyone takes showers, and I'm one of the last people to go take a shower. I go and take a shower, and when I come, and that dude's like still there, when I come back,
he's gone. Sorry, your pants.
He's gone, and like basically my pants are still there, but they took all of my money except for like a 10-pound note, which I actually thought was nice.
Yeah.
They did leave some you know, money. And I think I had, like, cigarettes and a lighter, and they either took the lighter or the cigarettes. I think they took the cigarettes, and that sort of pissed me off, because I was like, well, you know, you left the 10-pound, and leave one cigarette. Just be a nice
thief. I mean, you
know,
Australians are the worst.
They're totally the worst. And I was really annoyed, too, because, and first off, you would think that they would, like, you know, this does nothing for me to clear their name.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, you know, they're descended from thieves, and here you are, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's like, penal colony.
And then Rick Springfield's from Australia.
More water on the fire.
Okay, you don't have a real history with Australians. You had one group, but I actually do have
I was robbed by Australians. I think it's, you know.
Yeah, but that
I will say was... I love how they say my name, so that's in the plus column. Because they
night.
You know.
Well, anyway, I did used to have this friend. She was a mother of children.
Mother of children, as opposed to dragons. Yeah.
Mother of a child, Harper's age, and. Whenever she would say these words, and I would genuinely be like, oh, what does that mean? But she would always, like, take offense. Like, I made her feel like she was not in her home country or something.
Yeah.
You know, it, like, made her very self-conscious. But I wasn't trying to make her feel self-conscious, and I felt bad. But then she would get, like, she felt, like, mad at me or something. And I was like, well, what is that? And then she would finally, at the end, she was like, you know what that means. I was like... don't know what that means. Like, she had like 100 different words for things that we say.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I see Toni Collette, I just like, I literally like say it out loud. I'm like, Pope Spit. Like, because I just think of like Muriel's Wedding.
That's
like the town she's from. They say it like 1,000 times in that movie.
Oh.
They're like, Pope Spit.
I see.
And the name of the town is Porpoise Spit.
I see.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw that movie.
We'll have to trust
kind of
you.
Crazy, that movie.
It is?
What, Muriel's Wedding?
Yeah.
I
don't remember it.
It's sad and crazy.
It's great. Like, those two movies, Strictly Ballroom and that, are like, you know, Toni Collette,
both
back in the day.
movies?
They're amazing. You should see. We should watch for the cast Strictly Ballroom.
Oh yeah,
this is one of my favorite Rocos.
It's a lot of dancing.
It is.
Sounds like.
But it's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I also like. It was interesting seeing Toni Collette because now she's very like. Not that she was ever fat, but now she's really thin.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, she was completely different looking in Muriel's Wedding.
Yeah.
What happened? Why did she do that?
I don't she know got all Hollywood, that. You know.
Because
I love her, like, you know, when she was in Sixth Sense. And I was like, she broke my heart, like that scene, you know, in the car.
We're You've never seen The Sixth Sense? I mean, I did see that movie, but I don't remember anything.
I was thinking about that movie the other day, and I got mad that it's the kind of movie that you can't really watch for real another time.
That's true.
Because you know the secret.
I think you can, because you, like, at the time you watched it, definitely to see, like, because everyone was assholes and were like, I knew it when that, you know. And I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you did not. You did not predict that, you know.
No, nobody did.
But that scene's amazing to me, because that's when she realizes that her mom loved her, you know. And, like, and it's just like, it's a crazy scene, because that's what I liked about that movie. It wasn't just, it was big time thriller.
Right.
But, like, Toni Collette.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking, yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
you never made another good movie. Anyway, this movie.
Yeah, back to the movie.
That's just why was it so great? It was moving. It was like real relationships.
I think because it was a real honest look at the way people behave.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it was interesting to see like a middle-aged Rocco. Mm-hmm. You know, that wasn't what, or it was really like. It's a very realistic movie, and to that point, it was pretty wrenching, you know, because you were like, you know, and I'm not going to say what happens at the end, but like, obviously we know things go wrong, and I knew the tone of this movie, and I'm like, I don't know if things are going to go right again.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, and I also, that. It was like very realistic down to like, it was very funny when she showed up for brunch and he was wearing like
that
this,
was
like,
awesome.
Ugly, like
just wearing a
like,
t-shirt.
Yeah, and he
was wearing his like Birkenstocks.
Yes,
and stuff.
And she was like, "Oh, did you forget or something?" Yeah,
I liked that. I thought it was like very good. This is a very good, very fair movie in terms of Battle of the Sexes. Because whenever they have arguments. You
That's
know,
true.
I thought it was very fair.
Yeah.
Because definitely, like, all the male characters sort of, like, think it's okay to be a certain way.
Right.
And the women, you know, something different. And neither one's right.
Mm-hmm,
no, totally right.
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
I do have to say that I did used to be attracted to James Gandolfini.
Sopranos or Free? Okay.
Yeah,
had
I
to
hate
be.
To say it. It's, I think it's like the, well, I don't hate to say
the
it.
The power.
Well, yeah. That's why. Which, that's what I hate to say to them.
He's
like,
very charming, though, too.
He is charming. But then, and I thought this was going to happen, when they kiss, I was disgusted. But I'm often disgusted by kissing.
Right. I often look away.
I can't handle it. I don't like it.
Look away. Baby, look away.
But I do. I look away in, like, sex scenes in movies.
Yeah.
Like, when they're, like, real passionate. I have to not look because I don't belong in that room.
No, exactly.
It's not my business.
I have to say, like, the
That's
most
how I feel.
Painful sex scene that I've ever seen was the sex scene that I really like wanted to see and then was like, this is too much, which was Monsters Ballroom. Like, go and see it because I want to see Halle Berry naked.
I haven't
seen it. You haven't seen it?
Ball.
Oh, is it? Is it just Monsters Ball?
Monsters Ballroom.
I mixed them all together.
Monsters Ballroom. Coming out from
Pixar. Guys, I saw a Chinatown copy of it. It was a little different.
Well, you may want to see that again. You may not be disgusted.
They have this sex scene.
I think we're in trouble.
And it's like, what's going on?
I think we're in trouble.
You guys leaving?
No. Why?
Are you guys waiting on a movie or something?
We're actually doing a podcast.
Huh? No, we just saw a movie.
We saw a movie and we're doing a podcast.
Oh, okay. And then you're going to leave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure because you really can't be sitting in the parking structure. But if you're
really?
Going to leave, like, right now, then it's okay.
Oh, well, can we stay another few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Fun.
That was the first time.
This is a
interesting.
Ever been. First of all, I'm glad she's doing her job. But second of all, we're paying for this parking.
No, that's what I was going to say.
So we can sit in this parking structure all goddamn night if we want.
You know what I mean? You were much less upset.
Because we're buying this spot. We're renting this spot. Currently.
Yeah,
I wish
exactly.
someone had spoken.
I was going to. If she was going to say we had to leave, I was going to say something.
Oh, okay. You know?
She's just being nice doing her job.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you got to put that one in the chamber.
I think it looks like maybe like there's...
anything in the chamber. I just succumbed. I was like, oh.
Yes, I should leave.
Right.
I had a very domineering mother. I get intimidated by these things.
Right. Well, speaking of mothers.
Okay.
I was thinking about this movie.
Oh, back to the movie. Got it.
Is yeah, like this movie, you know, made me sad. Like I was thinking about moms and stuff, and like, and when they like send them off to college.
Oh,
and
are
stuff.
You kidding? I was a mess crying
right?
over there.
Yeah.
Real tears. But let me tell you something. Okay, because her daughter goes away to college, and they say goodbye. No one. I was the only one crying, right? Because
no,
I have an actual
I was
daughter.
Totally crying.
You were crying too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So lately, Harper, the last 3 days, has been a real, talk about a monster's ballroom. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Real serious monster. I mean, she has just been the worst behavior. And she started saying, ironically, she wants to move. She keeps saying, well, I'm going to move. Like, she was like, this morning, she was like angry and like kicking in the car. And then she was like, I'm moving. I was like, oh, really? Well, how are you going to get there? And then she's like, well, then you're moving.
This town's not big enough for the two of us.
I mean, apparently the house isn't. And I was like, yeah, get them. Out of here. That's what I wanted to say to her. Fine, move was what I wanted to say, but I didn't say that.
Tell everyone again how old she is.
She's 7.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, she's 7. And that's the other thing that went through my mind was like, people that don't have kids, like when, or at least when I didn't have kids and I would hear things like that, I'd be like, oh, she's acting out. A parent can't, like, really take that personally. But as a parent, I did feel like, for some, I was like, fuck you. You know how much I do for you? You're moving?
Of course.
You're an asshole. Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, it took everything in me to not be like, oh, yeah? Like, really, like, get,
Well, I think that's, like, a good sign that you have a well-adjusted child because she is 7 and she doesn't know how much you do for her.
No.
I think if she did, then you would be an awful parent.
Guys, okay, Cheryl thanks. Was right. Words are like weapons. They wound sometimes. If I could turn back time.
She was so right. Anyway, that was really... And then when I saw her going away... Because usually before, when she's not angry, she tells us that she's never going to leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
And she's never going to move ever. And if she does, it'll just be next door.
Right.
Which I fully support when she's being nice. I'm like, good.
Do you think that, like, you'd like that to have a Everybody Loves Raymond kind of living situation?
You know what? Probably not. But right now, the thought of them going anywhere, I don't want them going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm really happy how it is.
I honestly think I was watching all the new TV shows as they come back, and I was watching, you know, some of the ones that I previously watched. For instance, The Middle, Axel finally goes to college now, and he goes to a college that's 42 minutes away.
Mm.
And it reminded me of when I went to school, I lived 2 hours away, which I thought was a perfect amount, because it was enough that you could come by, they could come in, but it was like enough distance that you're not going to get the drop in as much.
Right.
And that's the thing you fear. In.
But maybe if you have like cool parents that you really like, you know,
that
are like,
that does
happen, right? They're a mother and a friend.
I know two people who are just like super into their parents.
Really?
They think their parents are cool people, and they're just, like, kicking around. And what? Like,
that's great.
Parenty parents. I mean, they're not, like, the parents that they hung out and smoked pot with or anything weird like that.
Right.
They're just, like, parenty parents, and they're just like, yeah, I love my folks.
Oh,
I think if I had kids, it would be really nice. For instance, my big brother, he moved to our old street, so he lives, like, 7 houses away from my dad.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's like he can watch... kid, you can see them all the time and this sort of thing, and that's kind of nice. But being a single dude, you know, I like, 'cause when I used to live back in Virginia after I graduated, it was that situation where they would like
just come back,
you know what I mean? And I was just like, okay, you know.
Yeah, I guess I just want them to want me to come by
of course
I were to do that. But you know what, I'm not a pop-in kind of person anyway.
Yeah,
I'd
yeah.
give warning.
Yeah.
But she may want to move far away. Who knows what her deal
Who
is.
Who knows?
But I feel like if we could talk about the movie for a second.
Yeah, again, sure.
Okay. I feel like all the parent-child relationships.
Backseat person.
Hey, excuse me, I'm speaking. I think all of these like parent-child relationships were pretty good.
Yeah.
Except for like, you know, the one girl. But she just sort of seemed disconnected. Like her mom was sort of like, you know, I'm going to be young too or whatever.
Yeah.
So that, there was like a a disconnect there for the parent-child dynamic.
Right.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it seemed pretty healthy, which was nice to see. Because I feel like that's probably how most households are.
You think so?
I think a lot to the contrary, but we're not in people's houses, you know?
When you get to the teenager times, which I think as a parent I would fear
yeah.
and not
Believe
look forward
me, I
to,
do. Yeah. Don't.
That's when they start really seeing you as a combatant. So right. Harper right
oh,
now at
God,
seven... Was doing this. What's gonna happen when she's 14?
Believe me,
I think when she's 14, she'll just have like a self awareness reckoning and just be like, oh, "I'm sorry.
Oh,
can I just give you half my paycheck that for this job that I got that you didn't know about that's after school so I can help pay for college?"
Right.
God, I hope that is your lips. But yeah, because she's actually been like this since she was two.
She's a willful child.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, every year I've been like, holy, this is like an adolescent. She's an adolescent in my house. What is happening?
Listen, I would like to have seen how Harper would have dealt with that parking attendant. She probably would have thrown her down the...
Oh, she would have. She would have been like, excuse me. She would have said what Samantha was thinking. And I would have been like, that's right.
That's funny. I thought it was interesting, you're right, like the sort of romance or physical moments.
Oh, yeah.
It's, yeah, I mean, I like seeing the movie, but those mm-hmm. moments are kind of...
Well, I don't think he was, I'm sorry, R.I.P., but yeah. I don't think he was a very good kisser. Because I remembered him in The Sopranos also, when I was attracted to him and he finally did kiss, I was like, oh, that wouldn't be very good to do that.
Right, right.
Because it was a lot of, I don't know. But anyway, I don't think that it was because they were, because if you think, maybe it's because of how old I am that I'm not grossed out by the idea of middle-aged people in general.
No.
I really loved that everyone cast in this movie are people who look their age
mm-hmm.
or, I mean, slightly younger because it, you know, they're taking care of their business for mm-hmm. the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody looks their age in a way that is wonderful and comfortable and that you would, like, strive for.
Yeah.
I want wrinkles the way these women have wrinkles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, and I would say the only thing, like, not age exact is they dye their hair and who gives a shit.
Right.
Like, everyone
everybody
dyes their hair.
Totally.
I've been dyeing my hair since I was 15.
Right. So,
I was thinking that when she goes up the stairs and, like, it's like she's out in the sunshine, you see her highlights. I was like, oh, her highlights look cool. And then I was like, no. It's like, yeah, that's what girls do. They get their highlights done. Because it's one of those weird things, like, as a dude, like, I was, like, looking at James Gandolfini's beard.
Mm.
And, see, I can grow a good beard.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the gray hairs.
That's mm-hmm. funny. Brett has started to get the gray, and he doesn't like it. He's not happy.
It's
with
not
it
great.
At all.
I don't mind the gray in
the
up
hair.
Top because I actually have the on the sides, and then I think it's like kind of distinguished, and that's fine. But in the beard, it bothers me more.
Because it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
With Brett. But remember when Rob Hubel was called the Silver Fox?
That's true.
Before he got to Hollywood.
I wish I'd seen those days.
Now look at him. Well, it's funny. Because
dyed hair Rob.
Yeah. Cause
he was total Anderson Cooper kind of style. Yeah.
It's crazy. I remember at first it was like, that looks really weird. But now I think it doesn't because, but the other funny thing, not funny, but the whole whispering thing in this movie, she thought he couldn't whisper. And it's funny because I say the same thing to Brett all the time. And he's like, you have very sensitive ears, which I think it is me being paranoid. But when he's whispering, I was like, because when he's standing outside the door and the kids are asleep and he's talking, I'm like, you are not whispering. This is not a whisper. It's like the same thing. But he has like a deep voice, so it doesn't, all he does is like make it a little quiet, but it's deep, so anyway, hey, I think it's a whisper.
James Gandolfini and this guy, we've all got very deep, resonant voices, and it's hard, okay?
Well, it's hard to whisper.
It's hard not to project.
Can I just explain to you men, including Gandolfini, R.I.P.?
I bet
he can whisper in real life. He could probably whisper in real life. He's an actor, you guys, so he probably was acting.
Oh, yes, that's true. That
scene, he was probably acting.
You don't use
your voice when you whisper. You just aspirate. You don't use your voice. If you're using your voice, you are not whispering.
Let me just speak for Brett and say, he's just going to say, I can whisper.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just let him have his day, but he really can't if he
asks
me.
Can't whisper.
See, that's a whisper.
Yeah, see, you don't
that is a whisper.
You do not use
that
your whisper.
Yeah, you know how to whisper. So. he used to also say it when we were on the subway, and I would get suit. I was like, can you talk quieter? Because I would feel like everybody was listening
to us.
Yeah. I do. I don't like people to hear my business. I'm very private.
Right. Yeah.
Are you guys ever worried?
On this podcast.
Are you ever worried about like someone overhearing you, kind of, especially
always.
Like your kids, kind of, you know?
Oh, what do you mean? What are we talking about?
Just anything, like
with
you know,
words?
Like yeah, with words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh no.
I'm like, oh God!
I
don't talk about that.
When it's
nighttime. Am I worried about them overhearing?
Yeah.
What things that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Like Christmas presents?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, it could be anything. Because what typically happens is, like, kids go to sleep and parents just...
You just talk
like you normally would about anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I
and you could hear them say something awful to their ears. You know what I mean? But you don't ever think that.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess not.
I just think it's, like, very interesting, like, those moments. Because they do happen. They seem very theatrical. But, like, there was a time in college that... we lived in some house and, it was like, maybe there's two or three different apartments, but like, you know, all these girls lived in one and these guys lived in the other and there was these stairs, you know,
and you could hear,
and this girl overheard like some of the other people talking about her,
and
I was like crazy. And it was totally like not a big deal. Like, in reality, like, people
really?
All liked each other.
Right.
But what they said, it was not a good thing to overhear, you know? And so when I see these things, like, in movies and stuff, like, it's like, no, it's just based on real things. These things do happen, you know?
I remember an ex-boyfriend telling me that two times with the same person, he was talking about this person, and there was, like, no one in the whole cafeteria, and then he turned around, and it was just that guy.
Right.
And it happened, like, two times with the same person in different locations, and he was, like, from then on, he never talked about anyone ever again, like...
Right. Well, if we were following our, the four agreements,
we wouldn't be doing that. Are you following them? How are we with that? Nate was trying
what
to do the four.
This?
Oh, you don't know the
do
four
it.
Agreements?
I think Samantha would like them.
Which I'll talk about.
Four Agreements is a book.
It's about ancient Toltec wisdom that could be useful today. It's very self-helpy kind of thing.
Okay.
But basically, the first one is like, be true to your word.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of means don't gossip. You know,
right.
Say what you mean.
Yeah.
Always tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you got to work things out and talk, but that's not.
Yeah, don't
dishonest.
Be cruel.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, there's no reason you should be talking about other people.
Yeah, about other people's business.
But we talk about it's the most fun thing to do. So it's hard to do. It's hard to keep that one.
It is a hard one.
I honestly think that's the toughest of the four.
Well, for you, I think.
Oh yeah.
Not
what's your toughest?
Don't take anything personally.
Oh,
is
that is a tough one.
That one's the hardest.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
Especially in this town.
Okay.
Well, should we...
Do you have anything else to say about this?
Did you get through your list?
I did.
Oh, you got through your list?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I can close up.
But no, I really liked it, and I did think that... I think it ended the way it should.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was emotional and moving and, you know,
and funny.
People growing up and moving away and other people coming together. And
yeah.
I mean, it's funny. Also that she was talking about, like, what am I going to do when she goes away? Like, I think about that, like, just them going to school all day.
Right, right.
Which is ridiculous, because, and it's the same with her. It's she had a life. It's not like she didn't have a life.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, it was a great, oh, and shout out to Burnsy, who had a little part in it. Yeah,
Sarah Burns, friend of the show.
Yes, FOS.
And there was a couple of UCBers, I guess I didn't realize at the time it was Jennifer St. Clair.
Jessica.
Yes. Jessica St. Clair.
Did you call her Jennifer?
You know, back in the Silver Fox days, like, mm-hmm. I always used to love, like, they used to do, that show was like sort of like a news show at UCB, but she played this character that was Summer St. Clair.
Oh, right.
Which I always loved. Right. It was really funny. But no, she was always on the table.
On the massage table. Yeah. So Nate didn't recognize her.
Didn't recognize her face upside down.
But that voice is unmistakable.
It's true. It's pretty classic.
Well, I guess you mistook it, but we knew.
Well, I was thinking that it maybe, but yeah, I guess I didn't.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yes.
She won't be upset about it.
She might. She might.
All right. Well, thanks again, Samantha. Delightful. You were right.
As always.
Still delightful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Guys, we tried her again. Still delightful.
That just made me hungry for cake.
Cake pop?
Takes very little. All right. Thanks, everyone.
This has been
the Roco
Review.